Hey babe, you're driving. This is a podcast for Ian. What's going on is she's got a long car ride ahead of her when she goes home for Thanksgiving. So I told her I'd make her some mix CDs, but I can't just make mix CDs. I gotta babble on top of them. So that's what I did with the one before this was like a fake radio station all about songs about driving, which turned out all right. It was just totally off the top of my head, total weird nonsense rambles, but listening back to it, it's kind of funny. So I tried doing another one of those. This new concept was it was like a rap station. The hip, aha, the hip, 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 hop, and it don't stop. And I lowered my voice
like this. This was the voice of the DJ from that station, and he would talk about all the rappers that he knew and how he wrote all their lyrics and they stole his flow, and they kept asking if they could suck his dick because they're homosexual on the down low.
And it also got way retarded in the same way, just my rambles. But I don't know, they didn't go good places. It was like, I'm listening back to it and I'm like, what, really? This isn't fucking funny, this is just dumb. I even realized that partway through doing it, so I had like a second character come in who was like high-pitched instead, which just didn't sound as cool for one thing. And yeah, then halfway through that, I was like, okay, fuck this, that's ridiculous. Anyway, so now I'm just going to introduce songs normal-wise. Just like this. It's just like a normal ham radio, except talking over all the songs. So you get a continuous musical playlist, but you still get to hear me blabber. So in our last show, we mentioned Fiona Apple, but we didn't play any Fiona Apple. Never got around to it. Oh, that was the other problem with that last one I tried to do, is I did it in Midtown. It was way too loud. Just way too loud. All this crowd traffic noise and shit, like, Ian's driving in a car right now, right? So, you know, you probably don't want to hear sirens and horn honks and shit in the background, because it's gonna be like, what the fuck? Yeah, it was a disaster. So let's play some Fiona Apple, since I did not play any Fiona Apple last time. Even though this song's probably almost done by now. But let's listen to what's left. Let's play her out.
Was the year she hit the fan in the major way. A sad day for aspiring artists. Almost 20 years after the fact, I'm still on my hustle, digging graves for aspiring artists. Push your days and never compromise the art.
This is Shoot Down the Stars by the Gym Class Heroes. This was one of the better songs from one of their crappier albums. I remember I was playing it randomly one day at Ian's house, and she, I don't know, it caught her ear. She was like, hey, what is that? What is that song? And I always remember, I don't know, I remember when people like songs that I like. I can remember to this day, like, the few songs that, back when I was, like, a teenager, that I remember my mom saying, like, hey, I like that song. I remember when Disarm was a big single, and I was into the Smashing Pumpkins a lot. I remember she liked that one. Anyway, that's why I'm gonna play this song, just because one time Ian asked me what song it was. So here it is. Just don't show it. We'll shake up this town. We'll shoot down the stars for our enjoyment. So sexy we are. So sexy we are.
is what you wanted, right? How many nights were spent pouring out your guts, dummy? How many punishments endured for fucking up in school? How many teachers proved wrong by writing songs instead?
My point exactly.
But you knew you had a spark, didn't you? Something conducive to the dreams your pop's genes lent you. Stay focused when nothing seemed to make sense. And still approaching with that cash is play confidence. Sometimes you're stubborn as shit, that's the McCoy in you. You learn to be a man without losing the boy in you. So take a step back, and a breath in. Let it out now, put your chin up. You can do it, Tiger, you a man now. Living your dream, it's time to do the best you can now. So take a step back, and a breath in. Let it out now, put your chin up. You can do it, Tiger, you a man now. Living your dream, it's time to do the best you can now.
We bring ourselves down and build ourselves up for disappointment. How fragile we are. So glad here we are, we just don't show it. We'll shake up this town and shoot down the stars for our enjoyment. So sexy we are. So sexy we are, we just don't know it. We break ourselves down and build ourselves up for disappointment. So fragile we are. So fragile we are, we just don't show it. We'll shake up this town and shoot down the stars for our enjoyment. So sexy we are. See, we are, we just don't know it.
So take a step back, and a breath in. Let it out now, put your chin up. You can do it, Tiger, you a man now. Living your dream, it's time to do the best you can now.
We break ourselves down and build ourselves up for disappointments. How fragile we are. So fragile we are, we just don't show it. We'll shake up this town and shoot down the stars for our enjoyment. So sexy we are.
And this one is an atmosphere song. I only know atmosphere like a little bit. They were on one of the Warped Tour samplers one year. Whatever that song was called, it was really good. And then my friends Aaron and Derek out in Vancouver were huge into these guys. Loved them. And they came to Vancouver, and I don't know, it was like I think I almost went to a show with them, but I didn't make it. Anyway. I don't really know a hell of a lot about atmosphere. Oh, and I guess I technically saw them at the Warped Tour, where everybody just does little half-hour sets, but it was really good. So that day I was walking around listening to Ion's MP3 player. I ended up playing a different atmosphere song, but I almost played this one. This was my second runner-up pick. So let's listen to this shit. This is Smart Went Crazy by Atmosphere for Ion, from Ion, roundabout, loop-de-loop, circle. Keep on driving.
Nuts and rode a unicorn through the storm.
Smart went crazy, but where did you go? Smart went crazy, but where did you go? Smart went crazy, but where did you go? Smart went crazy, where did you go now?
Smart went crazy, kissed Miss Daisy. Loved you and every day was Christmas, baby. Maybe we can take it back to the way we were still on some what have you done for me lately. No gravy if the base is pork face. Poor dates ate my big little brother's court case. Poor taste, got passed off as gourmet. This beer is foreplay, we'll meet up at your place. I sting like a first divorce. All them first Newports, whatever hurts you more. You're headed for self-destruction. Been there, did that. Kicked back with the wrong angel to fuck with. Carve my charm into your arms. Fuck around, unravel this tall ball of yarn. Snuck round back to disarm the alarm. From the plantation to the reservation to the farms. And nobody knows where you'll end up. Only guarantee in life is death or a head fuck. Yeah, you thought it was a setup, well guess what? Now you can catch up with the rest of my best of. I got a few blocks left before I reach my destination and retrieve my breath. And God blessed every step I stole, just to let me know she wouldn't ever let me go.
Smart went crazy, but where did you go? Smart went crazy, but where did you go? Smart went crazy, but where did you go? Smart went crazy, where did you go? Hold on to me, throw along.
along with me. I don't know where I'm going, but I'll end up in your arms.
Smart went crazy, the rubber band went snap. This goes to those that hold it down till I get back. Hold on to me, crawl along with me. I don't know where I'm going.
And in this one, I've told this story before on my Vancouver podcast way back, ham radio like number 9 or something. This is Old Friend by Rancid. Such a good song. And this reminds me of after, I don't know when it was, a month or 2 months after I got to Vancouver, I ended up being homeless. Long story. So I was couch surfing for like a whole month, really. I was amazed I pulled it off for so long that I managed to find enough people that didn't fucking that could stand me or that even knew me enough to trust me to stay on their couch. That was like, I mean, not only had I just moved from my hometown to this new big city, I fucking pulled off being homeless. And then I was like really like legit homeless for like 3 days at the end of that month before my apartment was ready. On purpose. I mean, I could have got a fucking hostel or something. Just wanted to try it. Anyway, the second place that I stayed was with Steph and Jay, who were really cool. And Steph was way into Green Day and Rancid. Loved that shit. So, this always reminds me of their house.
Good morning, honey.
This is, what is this, fucking Black Moth Super Rainbow? What the hell is this shit called? This might be a good opportunity to yam or to ramble a little bit, because this band, I haven't listened to this shit very much yet. How did we find out about this? It was at Ian's place, dicking around on like MySpace stuff somehow. I don't know, anyway. I ended up looking up torrents for this band. Oh, I think she mentioned it. It's like when we went to see the Juan McLean. And she recommended this band to me. I think this is how it went, because they use like 80s sounding dirty synthesizers type stuff in almost like an old weird video game or something. And I dig that kind of style. I dig that sound. So we downloaded a shitload of their stuff that I haven't dug through yet. It's got all kinds of weird different names. And yeah, this was like a guy's solo project who turned out to be from this band that Ian had heard of. She knows a lot more about this sort of type of music than I do. And then we got their pre-existing projects and side projects and all kinds of shit. Anyway, so the little bit I've listened to it, this is the one song that kind of stuck out a bit. I don't remember what it's called. Something about the 70s, chewing gum. I don't know. Anyway, let's listen to this. It's Not Our Heads. Ah, this one. This was me and Ian did our first big long 4-hour show. We've done a couple of them now. But where we were just walking around New York. And she played this song as part of that playlist. This is a David Bowie song I'd never heard before. It was a big hit for him. I don't know, from what I can tell looking up shit, this might have been his last kind of really big hit. It's from the really early 80s. It's such a good song, Ashes to Ashes. It's like, I don't know how this slipped by me. I even went through a little phase for a while of deliberately trying to school myself on David Bowie, but it's hard to fucking do. Guy's got a lot of goddamn albums. So, yeah, here it is. Song Ian introduced to me that I like a lot.
Saw the details fall away. The shrieking of nothing is killing just pictures of Jeff girls in synthesis. And I ain't got no money and I ain't got no hands. But I'm hoping to kick, but the planet is glowing. Ashes to ash and fuck to fuck it. We know Major Tom's a junkie, strung out in heaven's high, hitting a all-time low.
Brain dead like Jim Brady. I'm a M80. You little like that Kim lady. I'm buzzing. Dirty dozen. Naughty rotten rhymer. Cursing that you play is worse than Morty Schottenheimer. You whacking in the motherfucker you bitch your style from.
This was a holdover from the rap station thing I was doing. Little Eminem. Not necessarily a zillion billion points behind Eminem. I like aspects of what Eminem does. On the other hand, he seems like kind of a little bitch sometimes. But he really did have some nice songs, and I always like this one. This is Just Don't Give a Fuck from his first LP. And I like this weird sample in the back. It's like a chick screaming or something, but like really compressed and tinny and weird. If it even is, maybe it's... Who the fuck knows what that is? It almost sounds like a bell. It's been like processed so bad. It's cool. So let's all remember 1999, back when the Slim Shady LP introduced us to this new one-hit wonder named Marshall Mathers, who turned out not to be amazing. Amazing the career this guy pulled off. For no reason, I'm cold in this snow season when it's 20 below freezing. Flavor with no seasoning. This is a sneak preview. I did some magazine and still won't get a weak review. I make your freak leave you. Smell the Folgers crystals. This is lyrical combat. Gentlemen, hold your pistols. But I form like Voltron and blast you with my shoulder missiles. Slim Shady, Eminem was the old initial. Extortion, snorting, supporting abortion. Pathological liar, blowing shit out of proportion. Illunious, zaniest, spontaneous. Sporadic, impulsive thinker, impulsive drinker, addict, half animal, half man. Dumping your dead body inside of a fucking trash can with more holes than an Afghan. So when you see me on your block with two blocks, screaming fuck the world like Tupac, I just don't give a fuck. Talking that shit behind my back, dirty Mac and telling your boys that I'm on crack, I just don't give a fuck. So put my tape back on the rack, go run and tell your friends my city's whack, I just don't give a fuck. But see me on the street and duck, you finna get stuck, stolen, snuck. I just don't give a fuck. Somebody let me out this limousine. I'm a caged demon. On stage screaming like Rage Against the Machine. I'm convinced I'm a fiend. Shooting up while this record is spinning. Clinically brain dead. I don't need a second opinion. Fuck dropping a jewel. I'm flipping the sacred treasure. I bite your motherfucking style just to make it fresher. I can't take the pressure. I'm sick of bitches. Sick of nagging bosses bitching while I'm washing dishes. In school I never said much. Too busy having a head rush. Doing too much rush. Had my face flushed like red blush. Then I went to Jim Beam. That's when my face sprayed. Went to gym in 8th grade. The women's swim team. Don't take me for a joke, I'm no comedian. Too many mental problems got me snorting coke and smoking weed again. I'm going up over the curb, driving on the median. Finally made it home, but I don't got the key to get in. So when you see me on your block for two blocks, screaming fuck the world like Tupac, I just don't give a fuck. Talking that shit behind my back, dirty Mac and telling your boys that I'm on crack, I just don't give a fuck. So put my tape back on the rack, go run and tell your friends my shit is whack, I just don't give a fuck. But see me on the street and duck, cause you finna get stuck, stolen, snuck, I just don't give a fuck. Shit, fuck everybody. Outsider. Let's go a little old school here. This is Naughty by Nature, Hip Hop Hooray, Ho, Hey, Ho. I always liked this song a lot. This is one of those songs when I was a kid, before I was into music a lot, I just fucking dug the shit out of this song. Especially before I ever really listened to rap music. I just thought this was the coolest shit ever. I live in time for hip hop. This is hip hop of today. I get props to hip hop, so hip hop parade. Hey, ho, hey, ho, hey, ho, hey, ho. Hip hop parade. Hey, ho, hey, ho, hey, ho, hey, ho. You heard a lot about a brother gaining more ground, being low down. I do the showdown with any little hoe round. I'm cheating. You said I know you miss the Now, since we have the 90 by nature, let's stick on the old school tip, the old school ultra commercial tip, and let's play some fucking Crisscross. I was shocked to go back and dig up this song. I thought I'd go get it and just play it again, just kind of like a joke. Like, hey, I remember this. But this song is actually kind of fucking good. It's a lot better than I remembered it being. Like, I don't know, I bet if you were to go dig up the Vanilla Ice and the MC Hammer, it probably is not as catchy as this shit. So this is the fucking Crisscross, motherfuckers. I knew this chick back in my hometown who was dating my friend Matt, who had all the Crisscross albums. There are like 5 albums. They just kept putting them out. But all anybody really knows is this. This one song. This one is sort of walk down 90s memory lane.
Like you know, don't be claiming that's mental. Two little kids with a float you ain't never heard. Ain't nothing fake, you can understand every word. As you listen to my cool, smooth melody, the daddy makes you J-U-M-P. Jump, jump. The Mac daddy make you jump, jump. A daddy Mac will make you jump, jump. Crisscross will make you jump, jump. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Jump, jump. The Mac daddy make you jump, jump. A daddy Mac will make you jump, jump. Crisscross will make you jump. Ain't coming off wet. And for all y'all suckers that don't know, check it out. Some of them try to run, but they can't run like this. Some of them try to run, but they can't run like this. Some of them try to run, but they can't run like this. Some of them try to run, but they can't. Cause I'm the make it and make it and make it and make it a Mac Daddy. The make it and make it and make it and make it a Mac. Cause I'm the make it and make it and make it and make it a Mac Daddy. The make it and make it and make it and make it a Mac. I make you wanna
jump, jump.
The Mac Daddy make you
jump, jump.
One more rap song, why not? Let's just fucking fill this shit up with some rap. This is the Swollen Members. Canadian rap band that I remember. I brought these guys up to Ian before. Just the regionality of music is so weird. Just that, like, nobody in America knows the Swollen Members, man. Fucking nobody. Everybody in Canada knew them for a time. I don't know how they're doing these days, but they were fucking big shit for a while. And it's such a cool success story, because they just fucking produced all their shit by themselves, had their own record label, Battle Axe Records, paid for all the shit themselves, paid for all their videos themselves, and bam, big Canadian sensation. Which I don't know what that really means. I don't know what the best case scenario is for a Canadian sensation. You really making any money? Hard to say. Oh shit, there's gloves in my pocket. I'm walking around at nighttime in Queens, probably the farthest possible place from where Ian is right now, driving a car in Florida. But we're connected through the power of the internet, through the power of podcast music, fucking shit.
Politely, these days I stick to myself, but sometimes get sick of myself. Got my own circle, love my people, bleed for my people, need no replacement. Mad child's life unfolds with bold statements.
Work at late night, not that we hate light, just feels right. That's when tracks come out tight. Thoughts start creeping, people are sleeping. Pull words out of their dreams, it's the deep end. It's the deep end, people are sleeping. Pull words out of their dreams, it's the deep end. Keep in mind, it's not that we hate light, just feels
feels right, that's when tracks come out tight.
I'm not a vampire, but I'm walking on a fine line. Over fire, tightrope, barefoot, I'm barbed wire.
I'm not a werewolf, but I'll force my face into the town folk. Drain the little cowpokes until the city's blood
soaks. I'm not a goblin, a hobbit, a ghost, a ghoul. Swollen members ain't fucking with most you fools.
I'm not a phantom, a banshee, a witch, or an ogre. But my crew's got the best chance of taking over.
Yo, I don't transform and I don't change shapes. Don't take the bus, don't shoplift tapes, but I used to. And if you choose to, here's something to pop inside your Walkman and cruise to.
Mama paid dues and blues, that's the truth. If there's one thing I've learned from life, it's what's to lose. I know, that's why we never duplicate shows. You're just an imitation, you can die like White Buffalo.
Work a late night, not that we hate light. Just feels right, that's when tracks come out tight. Thoughts start creeping, people are sleeping. Pull words out of their dreams, it's the deep end. It's the deep end, people are sleeping. Pull words out of their dreams, it's the deep end. Keep in mind, it's not that we hate light. Just feels right, that's when tracks come out tight.
This is another holdover, which is from that last show me and Ian did, the crazy 4-hour show, the girl music show. This is, shit, what is this band even called? Way Out West, I think? Is this them? Mind Circus? No, this is Her. And what is this song called? Not a Love Song. I just really dug this song, that was catchy as hell. So let's give that another spin.
Keep slipping, and I keep falling, and I can't see, but I hear them call.
Everlast from his second album, Eat It Whitey's, back when he was awesome. He kind of lost his way, but man, I liked this guy for a while. And this song was the first single. This album did not sell for shit. And I remember when he was feuding with Eminem, Eminem made fun of him for how few albums that he sold. But I would way rather sell a few copies with this song than a shitload with "Will the Real Slim Shady Please Stand Up?" Fuck that. So yeah, this is Black Jesus by Everlast. Who, if you ever heard the first Everlast solo album, it was called Forever Everlasting. It came out before House of Pain. Hey, used to rap like this. Hey, I'm a syndicate soldier. Zippa-dippa-doo bozer. Labada, it's early 90s. I sound like a stupid fucking idiot. And then at this point, he's all like this. They call me White Jesus, White Moses. Half him freezes and hell closes. Obviously, he's been through some hard times. He had a heart attack, but he didn't kick. No, he's still alive and making shit, although no one cares. He made a new band with the House of Pain guys, but I couldn't find it. I don't know if there's an album. This shit isn't rhyming, so let's just listen to Everlast Forever. Yeah.
Everlast, you're on, and it go on and on like a rolling stone, baby. Anywhere I lay my hat is my home. They call me White Devil, Black Jesus, heaven closes, hell freezes. Black Jesus, White Moses, heaven freezes, hell closes. Say na 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 na, say na 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 na, say na na.
How's the drive going, Ian? How far are you? Is it nice to be behind the wheel of a car again? Driving someplace? Going to visit your grandma? Like Little Red Riding Hood or some shit. This is possibly my favorite Beastie Boys song. I always really liked that instrumental Ricky's theme from Ill Communication. This is a remix of Root Down, which everyone may recall was a single that came out after Sabotage. And Sabotage exploded all over the whole world, and Root Down went fucking nowhere, no one cared. This is a remix by these guys called The Prunes, who I guess are like a production team, but it's really hard to find them outside of Beastie Boys remixes. And even those are hard to track down, but they did three or four. But none of them are as good as this. This one is just beautiful. I could just listen to this all day, put this on a fucking 7-hour loop, and I'd be like 4 hours in before I realized that, like, the song is never ending. Right up to that point, I would just be like, yeah, damn. So here it is. Beastie Boys remix. Awesome.
Well, that's all, huh? Don't stop. Come on, just get on the mic with the tick and the tack.
Yo, well, I feel you to the fucking rim like Brim. I'm walking down your block and you say that's him. There goes the guy with the funky sound. The beat say boys, you know we're gonna get down. Because I got the flow where I grab my dick and say,
oh my god,
that's the funky shit. So I'm gonna pass a mic and cause a panic. Yeah. The original nasal kid is doing damage.
Everybody took the train to the high street station. Doing homework on the train, what a fucked up situation. On the way back up here in Battle Days, through the underground, underneath the skyscrapers. Yeah. It's like Harlem World Battles on the Zulu Beat Show. It's cool when Divas busy me, that's one you should know. Give some respect to SCA, grab the mic and my bell,
while it was a proper for the freedom fight. If there's a praise to the world, then I will feel alright. I'm feeling good to play a little music. Tears running down my face, cause I love to do it. And no one can stop this flow from flowing. Knowing the flow master of disaster when the sound is gone. Take a little shout out to my dad and mom. For bringing me into this world of
song.
This is Handsome Boy Modeling School, Dan the Automator's band. Never got too huge into these guys, but Mike Patton collaborates with them a lot. And I like the songs Mike Patton does with them. And this is one of them. It's called Are You Down With It? And it's just like there's these dopey little parts where he asks, are you down with it? And there's all these voices that like reply. And they'd be like, yes, I am. Now. Oh, yeah, for sure. Not at all. It's fucking nerdy as hell. So here's Are You Down With It?
If you need to with us or against us, so put up a shut up and kill a big hill. And after an eye, you're gonna get strung up. Like a POWMIA in California, A. We're all going AWOL like fucking A-holes. And there's shit on the flag and blood on the rainbows.
Buildings fall after all, but we're still living. Drop the bomb, right or wrong, but we're still living. Turn the page, all the rage, are you down with it?
Keep on dreaming now.
Dreaming on. Buildings fall after all, but we're still living. Drop the bomb, right or wrong, but we're still living. Close your eyes, I'm surprised, are you down with it?
Keep on dreaming now.
Keep dreaming on. Are you down with it?
No.
Are you down with it?
to back. No batteries included and no strings attached. No holds barred. No time for movement.
Ah, here's some more Busta Rhymes. I used to love Busta Rhymes. This is... Here we go, y'all. Here we go, y'all. So what's that scenario? There we go, y'all. This is fucking Tribe Called Quest scenario. See, Busta Rhymes was in this band called Leaders of the New School. And I had like a CD or two of theirs that I got from like a dollar bin. And I really never listened to it much. It was him and these two other guys, and they fell the fuck off in the parlance. But this was like the song where all those dudes were on this Tribe Called Quest song, and it was kind of Busta Rhymes' like unveiling, where everybody kind of realized like how cool he was. It didn't last too long. But man, his like first like four solo albums all had like good shit. But this is nice too, because it's just that like 90s style song. You know, it's just, I like this kind of older school fucking rap music.
Check it out. The loops for the troops, more bounce to the ounce. And wow, how now, brown cow. We're ill till the steel gets down for the flex. Next is the textbook old to the new, but the rest are doo-doo. From radio to the video to Arsenio, tell me, yo, what's the scenario?
True blues, Scooby-Doo, whoopee-doo. Scenarios, radios, rates more than four. Scores for the scores, that's mother dance floors. Now I go for mine, shades of seashore. Ship shape plus grapes, eights to play tapes. Tapes make drakes, make for the wakes of an
Ella, Anita.
Simply just the leader. Bass in the space means peace, see you later. Later,
later,
later, alligator. Pop blows a weasel and the earth's an inflator. So yo, the D, what the O? Incorporated INC into a flow. Funk, flip, flat, back, first, fist, foul. Fight, 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 laugh, yo, how'd that sound?
Ooh. It's a leader quest mission and we got the goods here,
yeah.
Never on the left cause my right's my good ear,
yeah.
I could give a damn about an ill subliminal. Stay away from crime so I ain't no criminal. I love my young nation, groovy sensation. No time for hibernation, only elation. Don't ever try to test the water, little kid. Yo, Mr. Busta Rhymes, tell them what I did.
I heard you rushed and rushed
and attack.
Then they rebuked and you had to smack. Causing rambunction throughout the sphere. Raise the levels of the boom inside the ear.
You know I did it, so don't violate or you'll get violated. The hip-hop sound is well agitated. We'll never waste no time on a played-out ego. So here's Busta Rhymes with the scenario.
Watch as I combine all the juice from the mind. Heal up, wheel up, bring it back, come rewind. Powerful impact,
boom,
from the cannon. Not bragging, try to reap a mind. Just imagine, vocabulary's necessary when digging into my library. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Eating, I do still like the one pizza tosser. All over the track, man. Pardon me, as I come back. As I did the girl, I had to beg your pardon. When I travel through the turn, I roll with the squadron. Rawr, rawr, like a dungeon dragon. Change your little jaws, cause your pants are sagging. Try to step to this, I will twist you in a turban. And have it smell right like some old stale urine. Chuckity choco, the chocolate chicken. The rear cock diesel, my cheeks, they were kicking. Yo, bust it out before the buster, bust another round. The rhythm is in sync, the rhymes are on time. Ripping up the sound just like a ratio. Observe the vibe and check out the scenario.
Here we go, yo.
Yeah,
here we
my
go,
man,
yo.
Motherfucker.
So what's the scenario?
Check it.
Here we go, yo.
Check it.
Here we go, yo.
Check it.
So what's the scenario?
Here we go, yo.
Here we go, yo.
So what's the scenario?
Here we go, yo.
Here we go, yo.
So what's the scenario?
So this one is some Saul Williams that everybody loves or hates. This is Niggitar Dust, the title track from his third album. And this is two different Nine Inch Nails instrumentals that he patched together. Unused Trent Reznor instrumentals. You'll notice this part is like just, you know, cool drums and the fucking buzzy underbelly. And then the chorus is all nice and calm sounding with these nice little tones, very Nine Inch Nails-y. Anyway, I'll stop talking over it. Niggitar Dust, Saul Williams.
The Niggy sings, without you he'd be worthless, homeless, earthless. Venus hot and tied up in the circus. Freak show hear him speak so properly, cause every word is measured against meaning, probably scheming to unlearn us. Don't you call him by his name, why people call him Curtis?
When I say nigga, you say nothing. Nigga, nigga. When I say nigga, you say nothing, nigga.
Shut up.
When I say nigga, you say nothing, nigga. nigga, nigga. When I say nigga, you say nothing, nigga.
Your mama on the phone. You can't say that girl nigga grown. What your daddy gon' do? He can't deny, but he know true. What the preacher gon' say? Preacher can't say shit, girl, the preacher gay. What your granny gon' do? She can't deny the truth. Hey, nigga taught us here to stay. Paint him on your lunchbox or your thermos forfait. You might win the chance to hang with nigga for a day. Side effects may include simply doing what you say. Hey, nigga taught us no guitar. Ghetto gothic millionaire, a super duper star. Side effects may include simply being who you are. You are yourself, my darling dear, and we're never a nigga.
When I say nigga, you say nothing, nigga, nigga. When I say nigga, you say nothing, nigga.
Shut up.
When I say nigga, you say nothing, nigga, nigga. When I say nigga, you say nothing, nigga.
Nothing.
Shut up.
So what you guys wanna do? I'm standing at the party gate, so you can run and get your crew. I'm knocking once, then I'm busting through. With a gun, the endurance, then it's your never end up like the hoe. So what you niggas wanna do? Elevate the razor of these other motherfuckers too. The choice is yours, means it's up to you. But I'm the puzzle, but can't lie to you.
Your hand back to the beginning. If you believe, you're strong.
changing, can you? I wish I was just like you. I don't like my attitude, but you can't go being everybody that you want to, can you? Ain't nobody around, I'm just sitting here by myself with next to nothing on my mind, yeah. Ain't nobody around, I'm just sitting here by myself relaxing on the borderline, yeah. You're the only girl I love, I'm on many kinds of drugs. I can't see and I can't breathe and I can't stay and I can't leave. If it's good, let's take it slow. Baby, I'm a fucking joke. And if I can, I'll do my best and do it right regardless of this.
Ain't nobody around, I'm just sitting here by myself with next to nothing on my mind, yeah. Ain't nobody around, I'm just sitting here by myself relaxing on the borderline, yeah.
Hey Brad, just got back from the doctor's office and all the tests came back negative, so I don't know what Brad you got, but you didn't get it.
Alright, I think that's it, baby. I think that's it for the CD. Gonna wrap it up. Even though you're not gone yet, as I record this, I already officially miss you. I can't wait till you get back. So I hope these CDs helped your drive a little bit. And I hope you have a good time out in Florida. See you and your family. And I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. And I hope you come back soon so I can touch you all over and kiss you. Bye.
I'm real. place reality. Now we're peeking through the hours. Time replace reality. So I grasp for sanity. I refuse to be devoured. So I grasp for sanity. Oh, are these the lies that we've been taught to believe? Are these the lies that we have opted to lead? Oh. Talk. And they whisper that I've lost the race, but I won't fucking stop. I hold you by my side. You know I need you here tonight. Because if we're gonna lose this thing, we're going out in style. Staring at the clock, I hear each ticking talk. And they whisper that I've lost the race, but I won't fucking stop. I hold you by my side.